had an experience I don't remember ever having before of both the physical body being in a state of extreme sensitivity. Mm-hmm. And it felt like the way that you were touching me and the way that you were holding the space allowed me to be so completely open to feeling the sensation. There was nothing there to defend against or to resist. And so it was so exquisitely sensual and erotic to be that present to sensation. And it was subtle sensation, and that's why I was able to be so open to it. But it was so incredibly physically pleasurable, and at the same time something was being activated in my energy body, and I felt it, I felt them as two distinctly different experiences. There was the physical experience of touch and pleasure, sensuality, arousal, and there was also this energetic experience that it was the strongest at the root, at the base, and I'm still feeling it now as I talk. It's getting stronger as I talk about it, this vibration at the base of my spine, and actually the whole pelvic floor, but really strongest, radiating out from the base of my spine, and then starting to not only move up, but to intertwine. It's like yeah, we were having a different conversation earlier about the gold and the silver cords,
right?
And it's like. And of course, you know, everyone's seen these pictures of the serpents.
Yeah.
But I was feeling that happening and moving up at the same time that I was feeling the physical sensation, and they were two distinctly different experiences happening, being experienced simultaneously. And that was just really amazing. Hmm. Yeah, and as part of that too, I felt this cracking of the shell around my heart too happened in somewhere along in that process. And of course, there's been, as everyone has, yeah, a whole history of things. But it felt like on some level a refusal to connect was just fell away.
Wow.
So,
yeah. That's amazing. And you've done so much in terms of pelvic heart stuff, you know, that's wonderful. It's I guess this is a different way of going into it.
Yeah, the pelvic heart work is more about this. And this was more about this.
But the release that trauma from the C-section came out of the yoni in the womb more.
Yeah.
But it also opened up here too, as it opened up down here.
Yeah, it moved up my spine.
That's yeah. the...
Yeah.
The,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if... I don't think it really... I felt like right when you started... I'm not sure if you even had your hands on me, but right when you started, I had this coughing fit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh no, I hope, I'm not going to have, throat stuff going on the whole time. And, because it would be distracting, and I'd just be there coughing. And anyway, that yeah. didn't happen. And I could really feel, as my yoni was opening up, that I was feeling it in my throat. And you had been working with my shoulders, and I was doing stuff with my hands, and I felt it in my upper body, but in terms of the crisscrossing, it really just went as far as my heart. It didn't go further. I think it probably could have, but it didn't. But it was, it was a really beautiful feeling of
I kind of remember that. I remember I was feeling, and I think it does have the potential to keep on moving up, and eventually I think when it hits the crown, that's the full release. As the, the things move up like that.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to keep practicing.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the ultimate flowering of this practice, is having that opening in the crown.
Yeah, well, the previous time I was just so excited to find my pineal flowing. That was amazing. But I don't remember this feeling of crisscrossing. Somehow I just arrived there. So it's a mystery. It's kind of unpredictable.
Yeah.
And that's what's exciting about it, because especially those of us that are no longer in our 20s or 30s, things can get a little old. We can start feeling a bit like, oh yeah, been there, done that. And so a practice like this that is always different and completely unpredictable is what a blessing.
Yeah, it's new each time.
It is.
Yep. I never get tired of it or think that it's like, oh, I'm going to do this again.
And I suspect that even for people who are in couples, like long-term monogamous couples, they may be able to show up completely fresh
and... Did you have a sense of, we talked about the silver and the gold cord, did you have a sense that the two paths moving were different from each other?
Yeah. Yeah, and I couldn't tell you how. My mind has knowledge of different theories, but I couldn't tell you what was what. I was just aware of these two energies weaving together. And that was the other thing that was...
It feels ecstatic. When I'm feeling into you. That movement.
And it... It went from my base up to the second chakra, and it felt like a real distinct point on my spine. as mm-hmm. you know, other parts of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I had ever felt that point. I mean, I certainly felt second.
Where they were.
Yeah, where they were crossing. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really an amazing